This is concerning Stephen, Stephen Mahon, M like Mary, A-H-O-N, like November, date of birth 5/22/1951. This is a follow-up visit for Mr. Mahon, M-A-H-O-N, with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, bladder carcinoma, diabetic nephropathy, and peripheral vascular disease. His last visit was June 3rd of this year. He's been feeling well. He's actually continuing to gain weight now that he's off the Keytruda, and weight is actually up 8 pounds over the last 6 months. He's newly married and doing very well. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. He is trying to quit smoking, and he's down to about 2 to 3 cigarettes per day. He tried Wellbutrin, but it started causing dizziness and nausea, so he stopped it and then immediately felt better after getting off of it. He's going to be able to quit smoking, he believes, without using any other medications. No edema. He does have severe peripheral vascular disease, so he doesn't walk more than 100 feet without resting due to the peripheral vascular disease. Medications. I want to highlight Toprol, 25 milligram daily. Lipitor. Metformin is 1,000 milligram twice a day. He takes oral iron, some supplements, oral iodine, sharper focus for memory, magnesium, 200 milligram a day. Pepcid is 20 milligram twice a day. Vitamin D3, low-dose aspirin daily. Norco is 10/325 for pain. And no oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs are used. Physical exam, weight 180 pounds, pulse 71, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 132 over 70. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, abdomen soft and non-tender. No peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 11/25 of 2024. Creatinine is 1.4 with estimated GFR of 53. Previous levels were 1.72, 1.59, and 1.38. Albumin is 4.4, calcium 9.1, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.3, hemoglobin 13.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms and no progression of chronic kidney disease. 2, diabetic nephropathy with controlled glucose levels. 3, history of invasive bladder carcinoma treated with Keytruda, followed by Dr. Sahay, S-A-H-A-Y. And we will continue to check labs every 3 months. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.